Lewis in the Mutual Broadcasting System studios in Washington, D.C. My commentary after this.
You owe it to yourself to test drive one of Europe's great luxury cars, the Lancia Beta. It's so well engineered, so good looking, so sensible, it just might change your car buying habits. Why? The Lancia Beta has a responsive four-cylinder engine that's a beautiful answer to today's power and performance needs. And its five-speed overdrive transmission reduces engine wear. Their disc brakes on all four wheels and front-wheel drive for marvelous traction. Lancia's design and comfort luxuries include fully reclining bucket seats. It also features deep plush carpeting and an adjustable steering column. The Lancia Beta Coupe is just $7,510 POE. The four-door sedan is much less. Inland transportation, dealer preparation, license, and taxes additional. Lancia, the intelligent alternative, a division of Fiat. There are 21 Lancia dealers in the New York area, in Great Neck Auto Torino Limited, 240 Northern Boulevard, in New Jersey Springfield Imported Motors Limited, 146-154 Route 22, Springfield.
Communist-supported forces in Angola today rolled over Huambo, the administrative capital of the Western Supplied National Union. The communists then started menacing the city of Silva Porto, its key military headquarters. Britain acknowledged that many of its citizens, apparently mercenaries, had been killed in the embattled Southwest African state. U.S. officials here in Washington were saying that the National Union, known as UNITA, and the National Front, the FNLA, their troops were pulling back to Silva Porto and were fighting what was termed a rearguard action against the MPLA forces after the collapse of Huambo, 90 miles to the west. Full-scale fighting is expected to resume in mid-March after the rainy season ends. An estimated 6,000 Cuban troops closed in on Huambo from four directions on Sunday after being airlifted by helicopter to the UNITA capital, and Soviet-built tanks later rolled into the city, according to UNITA intelligence sources. A downcast foreign minister for the UNITA forces confirmed the fall of Huambo. He told a news conference in Lusaka, Zambia today that there was indiscriminate killing of men, women, and children by the advancing communist-supported troops. British correspondents in Angola reported refugees were streaming toward the city of Silva Porto from Huambo. The communist-supported MPLA has nearly completed its sweep of northern Angola at this point. It now seems to be concentrating its attention on the central part of the nation where Huambo and Silva Porto are both located. It is also pressuring the city of Luso further eastward on the Benguela Railroad to gain stronger military and political advantage. Both the nations of Zambia and Zaire, which support UNITA and the FNLA respectively, need the railroad for the copper trade and have suffered economically because of the loss of the railroad link to the Atlantic. Some pro-Western observers believe the MPLA simply may isolate Lobito, which is Angola's main port and the terminus of the railroad with nearby Benguela, if it can possibly take Silva Porto and the city of Luso. State Department officials here in Washington today confirmed the fall of the pro-Western capital of Angola. They were blaming the loss on the defenders' inadequate weapons supply. One official told newsmen they just don't have the weapons to match Soviet rockets and tanks. Despite a personal appeal by President Ford, the House of Representatives last month, you recall, voted 323-99 to ban any and all covert American military aid to the anti-Soviet forces in Angola. The Senate had acted to end the assistance late last year. From the Mutual Studios in Washington, I'm Fulton Lewis, and that's the top of the news as it looks from here.
Yeah, this life insurance policy sound good to you, Ed?
Wow, Bob, I never realized how much work went into a plan like this. But before I sign anything, I'd like a cost comparison with Phoenix Mutual.
How's Gloria?
Well, she's fine. But how about that cost comparison with Phoenix Mutual?
Hey, that Billy boy of yours is some kid, huh?
Phoenix Mutual has life insurance policies so low in cost, other insurance companies may not want you to see them. In fact, among the largest insurance companies in America, at the ages most insurance is purchased and based on the most widely used method of cost comparison, Phoenix Mutual often has the lowest cost on whole life insurance, and every insurance broker and agent worth his salt knows it.
Can I see that cost comparison with Phoenix Mutual, please?
Oh, holy smoke, Ed! Look! Isn't that a shooting star?
Find out how big the difference in life insurance costs can be. Check the Yellow Pages for your nearest Phoenix Mutual agent. See the low-cost Phoenix Mutual policies other insurance companies may not want you to see. They're real eye-openers.
I'm E.G. Marshall. Do you believe in monsters? They exist, you know. The Irish giant in the Museum of Trinity College, Dublin. Dwarfs, which are stronger and live longer and usually have strong passions and acute intellect. The fabulous monsters of Guiana near Lake Parima, sketched in 1663 by Jost Segmund in his collection of voyages. Those are just a few examples which will lend credence to the story we're about to hear. Our mystery drama, The Horror of Dead Lake, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars William Prince and Gordon Gould. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Isn't it nice to know you're free? To see the things you want to see. To touch the heights you dare to reach. To know you're all that you can be.
Yes, I am.
You are in a hurry.
Oh, yes.
Well, no doubt you're rushing down to buy a Buick Electra because you know that Electra has the kind of ride and comfort Buick's famous for.
That's right.
And because you know it's America's second largest selling full-size luxury car.
You got it. You got
it. So you're hurrying because you want to get there before the Electras are all gone.
That's very good. How did you know I was going to buy a Buick Electra?
Well, it was on the shopping list you dropped back there, you see. Dozen eggs, quarter milk, Buick Electra.
Son of a gun, I forgot the pistachio nuts.
That's not on the list.
Well, I forgot them anyhow.
On the wings of the wind, how it's gonna be, your spirit's free.
Did you know that the estrogen pills used by 4 million women may cause cancer? Do you know why it's taking 15 years to take red dye 2 off the market? Do you know that the civil war in Lebanon could become the fifth Arab-Israeli war? Do you know how all of these events and facts could affect you personally? Your answer should be yes, because you should be reading the National Observer. The National Observer is written for people who want more from a newspaper. And now you can get the next 26 weekly issues of the Observer for only $6. That's less than 23 cents a week. And the National Observer will send you free a 248-page book that will give you advice on coping with college costs, how to escape a fire in your home, how you can actually make money from your trash. It will show you how to stretch your dollars on all subjects from staying healthy to taking better and less expensive care of your car. It's free if you subscribe to the National Observer now. Call 212-757-5150. That's 212-757-5150. Out of town, call collect.
Here's Ralph Flinger, better known as Mr. I Know Where They Are. Ralph, whatever became of Edwin Loudy, the inventor of the bridge lamp?
Oh, yes, well, he's well up in his 90s now, but he still works every day taking chain-link fences apart.
A listener would like to know whatever became of a young daredevil named Warner Bromley, who flew his Zeppelin upside down.
Yes, he once tried to fly a Zeppelin upside down through the framework of the Eiffel Tower.
What's he doing now?
He inflates weather balloons for the government.
All right, Mr. I Know Where They Are. How about Stuffy Hodgson, Calvin Hoogeveen, Jimmy Schwab, Fred Falvey, and Mary Backstage?
Oh, they're all to be found in the pages of the new Bob and Ray book, Right If You Get Work, along with Wally Ballou, Tippy the Wonder Dog, and many more fascinating characters.
That's Right If You Get Work, the best of Bob and Ray, at your bookstore now.
Incidentally, Edwin Loudy claimed he invented the bridge lamp, but he didn't.
Well, he's in his 90s now. I don't see any point in reopening that controversy.
Right If You Get Work, the new book by Bob and Ray, is available now at book and department stores, published by Random House.
Since the earliest times, monstrosities have attracted attention and have engendered the cloying fear we experience in the presence of the unnatural. The Loch Ness Monster, for example. Is it fact or fiction? The search for it still goes on. Cyclops? The monster with one eye? Oh, there undoubtedly was such a creature, because there still are, really. At a point where the nose sticks out from the forehead, there's a single orbital cavity with an eye in it. Well, in this tale, we encounter another deviant from nature when we discover the hideous thing that inhabits the dead lake.
Claude?
Yes?
Was it all right? Not too grim?
No, it was all right.
I know how much you loved your father.
Well, he lived a long life and he didn't suffer. The lawyer went over things and assigned them to me. The savings, the old house, that kind of thing. It was sad, come to think of it. But it's over now. You know, Polly, there's something I never told you because I'd forgotten about it, and so it might matter.
Oh? A castle in Spain? A map where the treasure's buried.
You know, you're not so far off at that. My dad left me 50 acres of land near a small town in Florida, Orisville.
50 acres?
Mm-hmm.
And with land down there selling for a fortune?
Well, not this land. There's something funny about it. A long time ago, back in the early part of the 18th century, a certain Silas Baxter, an ancestor of mine, was, I kid you not, a pirate.
Claude.
He must have run a pretty good ship, because when he left the sea, he bought those 50 acres and built himself a castle. He called it the Captain's Doubloon.
A castle?
Oh, not a great big one, but big enough. The history of the Captain's Doubloon has been handed down from one Baxter to another, and was among my father's papers.
I see.
What I've been left is the Captain's Doubloon in a state of ruin, the acreage, and something named Dead Lake.
Why?
Because nothing lives in it.
That's creepy.
Mm. My father never had any interest in the property. I don't know if he ever saw it. But we do own a ruined castle and 50 acres of land.
With a dead lake where nothing lives.
That's right.
Claude, we ought to sell it.
I think so, too.
You know, it's funny nobody has ever wanted to buy it.
Well, maybe they did. But my father never said anything about it to me.
Dead Lake. Claude.
Yeah?
Let's go see it.
You mean it?
Sure. Florida's no big trip from Philadelphia. Can you get time off from your job?
I think so. I could take off Friday, and we could have most of Friday and the weekend. I can't promise anything, Polly. The Captain's Doubloon is a ruin, and maybe the acreage is worthless.
But what about Dead Lake? I'd like to know why it's dead. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Tell you what I'll do. I'll telephone the lawyer who settled my father's estate. Maybe he can give me the name of someone to see when we reach Orisville. I don't think Orisville's much more than a widening in the road.
I'm so excited. A deserted old castle. A dead lake. Makes chills run up and down my back.
Well, Professor Micah, and how are you, sir?
Quite well, I thank you. Here is my food list. Can you also obtain the chemicals I've written down here?
Yes, sir. No problem. I'll have one of the boys drive over to Palatka. No, I've got to pay him, of course.
I understand. I will give you these. I have before.
Yes, sir, you sure have. Doubloons. My goodness, what pretty coins.
Solid gold.
You mind if I ask you something, Professor? Johnny Reed was in here yesterday. And he's scared white. A heifer of his wandered down to the shore of Dead Lake, and Johnny said some kind of thing. Grabbed it and dragged it under the water. Johnny said it bellowed something terrible. Did you hear it? You know anything about it?
It is wise to stay away from the lake. I do not go near it. I'd remain in the castle and do my work.
Well, maybe not for long, Professor. You've been squatting there so long, I guess you feel you own the place. But the real owner's coming to Orisville Friday afternoon, tomorrow.
Ah.
A fellow named Baxter. Same as Captain Silas Baxter, who stole all them doubloons from the Spanish. Like these you just gave me.
I have found a few.
Yeah. Well, where will you go if Baxter tells you to get out?
I would have no choice. I would leave. He will discover that the property is worthless. When he goes home, I will return.
Maybe. You got this idea of developing the land and selling it for home sites.
You have tried to do that before, Mr. Billy Lee.
I sure did. Those persons I drove over to look at the land never did find their child.
Quicksand?
Not according to the sheriff and his men. They scoured and dredged the lake. All they found was some of the child's clothes.
Yes, regrettable. The lake is dangerous.
Why?
There are unknown things in nature. It is better to let them remain unknown. Now, I will return tonight for my supplies.
Oh, hello there, Professor.
Good morning.
I tell you, Billy Lee, he gives me the creeps.
He may be gone soon, Johnny.
Yeah? How come?
New owner's arriving tomorrow. Named Baxter.
I can't say I'll be sorry to see Professor Micah go. He's in league with the devil. You remember that parrot?
Oh, I sure do. Grew to have a wingspan of 10 feet. Vicious thing. So I remember we all went out and gunned it down. A horrible thing.
Where did it come from? His experiments? That was just an ordinary little old parrot, no bigger than a crow. You saw what it became. Micah did that. He's always experimenting with something.
Look here.
More doubloons. Wonder how many he's got.
Just a few, he says.
Old Silas Baxter's supposed to have had thousands of them. But even if that old room's full of them, I wouldn't go near it with an army.
You gotten over your scare?
No, and I never will. That was the awfulest thing I ever saw, that poor heifer being pulled under the water by some thing.
Now, what did it look like?
What I saw of it was a kind of red color, round and fat, and it had horns kind of sticking out in front like feelers.
There ain't no such thing, Johnny.
Back up on that, Billy Lee. I saw the thing. You say the new owner's showing up tomorrow?
That's right. Him and his wife. Staying in one of my rooms upstairs.
You taking them over to their property?
Well, I expect so.
Then let me tell you, stay away from the lake and keep them away from it, too.
Lovely, Mr. Harrison.
Oh, Billy Lee. Oh, I'm pleased you like it, Mrs. Baxter.
It's fine. I like your store, too.
Oh, it ain't much. Just a general store. Got just about everything in it that folks around here need.
Well, it's very nice.
Not bad for a one-horse town. Orisville isn't much, but those of us who've been here all our lives, we like it. And if you want excitement, there's Palatka close by, and St. Augustine's only 40 miles away.
Nice country. We landed at St. Augustine and drove down. I enjoyed it.
There's lots of pine, isn't there?
Oh, sure is. Paper pulp. It's a big business down there. And cattle. He's a rancher now. Hi, Johnny. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Baxter.
Hello.
Johnny Reed.
Howdy,
Mr. Reed. How are you?
Baxters.
You really interested in the captain's doubloon, Mr. Baxter?
Well, I don't know. It's my property. I might want to sell it off or interest some developer. I should think it'll be worth quite a fair amount of money.
You look skeptical, Mr. Harrison. Why are you shaking your head?
Now, don't go scaring him, Johnny.
That's just what I'm going to do. It's not fair to keep him ignorant.
Is it Dead Lake?
Now, how did you guess that, ma'am?
Well, the name. There's something spooky about a lake that's dead.
It's dead, all right, except for one thing. There's something in it. Something I saw with my own eyes, and it's really something terrible.
Oh, come on, Mr. Reed.
I don't blame you, Mr. Baxter, for looking at me as if I'm escaped from the mental home. But a few evenings ago, one of my herd, a nice little heifer, went to the edge of the water of Dead Lake, and some awful thing grabbed it and dragged it under.
A thing? What's a thing?
Nobody knows, Mr. Baxter, but Johnny saw something. And strange things have happened down there before.
Mm.
Oh, and another thing, Mr. Baxter. For over 30 years, a squatter's been living in the ruins of the castle. A man named Micah. He was a professor. I'll tell you about him when we drive out. Spoke to him yesterday morning and said he'd probably have to clear out. He agreed, but you'll meet him.
A professor? And he's a squatter? What does he do?
You'll excuse me for saying it, Miss Baxter, but I think he consorts with the devil.
Oh, that's a little hard to believe in this day, Mr. Harrison.
He's some kind of scientist, always sending for chemicals to Palatka, to St. Augustine. He's, now what did he call himself? An something or other.
Embryologist?
What's that, Claude?
It's a branch of science concerned with the formation and development of the embryo. Teratology is the study of deviations from the normal.
By golly, that explains the parrot with the 10-foot wingspread.
What?
It's the truth. I can swear to that, Mr. Baxter. Half the village went gunning for it. We shot it down.
Oh, it's not possible.
Yeah, neither is that thing that lives in Dead Lake.
What do we know about what exists at the bottom of the oceans? What prehistoric creatures live there, concealed from our sight and knowledge? Monsters? Probably. There still are phenomena which we have not fathomed. What is that thing at the bottom of Dead Lake? We will encounter it when I return with Act Two.
When you say bird, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say bird, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say bird, you've said the word that means you like to do it all. When you say bird, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers. There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Hey, ma'am, what's for dinner? Hey, ma'am, what you got?
What's for dinner? Your ShopRite has the answer. Grade A oven-ready turkeys, toms or hens, 10 to 22 pounds, just 47 cents a pound. It's a low-calorie and nutritious meal at a great price. Check the ShopRite meat case for a lot more savings. Get your vitamin C with sun-kissed navel oranges, the large 88 size, 10 for 79 cents, or ShopRite frozen orange juice, the 16-ounce can, just 49 cents. There's a lot more for a little less at your ShopRite.
She loves the family. She wants the best. She does all that she can do. She lets ShopRite do the rest. Hey, ma, what's for dinner? ShopRite has the answer.
Which high potency vitamin do physicians and pharmacists recommend most? Theragran and Theragran M with minerals by Squibb. The name Squibb on the label means that you have no doubt about the honor or integrity of the maker. And right now, you can take advantage of a great special offer. Buy 100 Theragran or Theragran M tablets at the regular price and get 30 extra tablets at no extra cost. 30 extra when you buy 100. That's a month's supply for one person, but the offer's limited. Get your Theragran by Squibb now. It's the brand physicians and pharmacists recommend most for mixed vitamin deficiencies. Check your Squibb vitamin headquarters at your local pharmacy or department store drug section.
The subject is monsters. We seldom think about them, if we ever do, but there are monsters all the same. They are, in fact, studied in zoology under a special branch named tetralogy, concerned with deviations from the normal in the embryo. When deviations occur, the result can be a monster. Primitive man believed that a monster was the result of a woman's pact with Satan. Nonsense, of course. But the fact of the monster remains.
What beautiful little birds you are. Which one of you will it be today? I have grown attached to all of you, but it must eat. An immutable law of nature. One feeds upon another, and that is how I learn. And that is what I live for, to learn. The great plant must live, and it is a carnivore.
Claude.
Bruin is right. The captain's doubloon isn't a castle. It's a heap of rubble. One turret sort of standing. The rest caved in.
The professor's at home. See, smoke rising from the chimney.
Strange smells. Acrid.
It's the chemicals. He's always experimenting with something.
Have you been here before, Billy Lee?
Oh, not to go inside. I've been around the grounds, but like the rest of us in Orisville, I don't feel comfortable here.
Well, we've seen it, Polly. Maybe we should forget it and go home. That's what the dog thinks, don't you, Binks?
But we've come all the way from Philadelphia, Claude. We ought to meet this professor and see what it's like inside. And ask him about those doubloons he brings to Billy Lee for food.
What do you say, Billy Lee?
Well, I guess I don't have to say anything. There's the professor now. Afternoon, Professor.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Baxter.
That's right. Mrs. Baxter, her dog, Binks.
How do you do?
Yes, a dog.
I'm the legal owner of all this property, Professor Micah.
I do not question it, Mr. Baxter. And I am an interloper.
If you want to put it that way, yes. So, when it's convenient to you...
Of course. I will gather my few possessions and leave.
You've been here 30 years.
Oh, longer than that. It is an isolated place. I do my work here, my experiments.
Like that monster parrot?
I told him about that, Professor. You remember how some of us in the village had gunned it down?
Yes, I have not forgotten. A pity.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, killing sheep and almost dragging off a child.
I meant the destruction of a master scientific achievement, a phenomenon, proof that experiments in tetralogy can produce new breeds of animals that could change the face of the earth.
I wonder if we might see the inside of the castle.
You are the owner.
Well, I don't want to inconvenience you.
It is no inconvenience, but I caution you, do not wander away alone. I have experiments in many stages of development. Some of them are dangerous. A Venus flytrap is one of them.
Oh, I know about them. They eat flies. Interesting little plants. Carnivorous.
Follow me. It would be wise not to bring the dog.
I'll take him back to the car, Polly.
No, let me. No. Come on, Binks. Hey, you folks, get your fill of the castle. No, I'll be outside. Come on. Come on, Binks.
Oh, my goodness. What's that thing, Claude?
It looks like a huge sunflower plant. And look at those pouches at the end of its leaves. They're bigger than a pelican's pouch.
Much bigger and much more dangerous. It is a Venus flytrap.
It can't be. They're small.
But by controlling its growth from a seedling, I have created a new species. It is very powerful.
Look, Polly. It's leaning toward me.
And it's opening up. Claude.
Do not approach it, Mr. Baxter. If it should seize your arm.
Oh, that's horrible. Claude, stay back.
Well, that's the first thing that will go. I'll take an axe to it.
Let's get out of here, Claude.
You live here, Professor?
Yes, in the ruined tower. This is my plant room.
Is there a basement?
Yes, but except for me, the dungeon is unsafe.
You've got more things like this down there?
My experiments are varied.
Professor, please clear out as soon as you can and destroy these experiments of yours.
That's Binks. But Claude, that's Binks. He sounds like he's being killed.
Mrs. Baxter, all right?
Yes. Yes, Billy Lee. Thank you.
Glad you're still open. What happened? I can see by your face.
Their dog.
What?
It wasn't anyone's fault, Billy Lee. Binks slipped his collar.
No. And ran loose?
Yeah, down to Dead Lake. I ran after him, but not in time. I saw it myself this time, Johnny. It rose up out of the water, a round, huge, slimy thing, and dragged the dog into the lake.
What is it? What is the thing?
I never saw anything like it in my life. I don't know what it is, but it's probably one of Micah's experiments.
We went there this afternoon. My wife and I went into Micah's room in the castle. And Johnny, it made my hair stand on end. Binks, that's our dog, whined and wouldn't go with us. Billy Lee said he'd wait outside with the dog.
I was taking him back to the car. He fought the leash so hard, he slipped his collar and he flew toward Dead Lake. Ran after him, but by the time I got within 50 yards of the shore, something had caught the dog and was dragging him under.
If I was you, Claude, I'd cut my losses and forget the place.
No, sir. I'm going to get rid of Micah and find out just what makes Dead Lake dead. There's something in it. You caught a glimpse of it. So did Billy Lee. A big, fat, slimy thing with horns. Now, what is it? I know a man who might know. A friend who's a zoologist at the University of Pennsylvania. I've telephoned him for help. He'll be here late tomorrow. Then we're going out and solve this filthy, hideous mystery. Now that you've met Dr. Petty, let's hear what he has to say. You're on, Joe.
I see everyone's well armed.
Well, there's something in Dead Lake, Dr. Petty.
And if we catch sight of it, we're going to blow it to bits.
Binks was my dog. I'm going along. I'm not afraid, and I can handle a gun.
Well, all right.
My plan, for what it's worth, Joe, is for all of us to go out there now. It's 5 o'clock. We ought to get there in half an hour. Then you and I will go inside and find out if Professor Micah has cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't, I'll throw him out. Then we'll destroy that awful plant. Once Micah's gone, all of us will explore that dungeon. Maybe that's where he's got the thing. You got any idea of what it might be?
You described it as about 6 feet long, fat and slimy, with horns.
Colored, a reddish kind of color.
You know what it makes me think of? A giant snail.
But they don't eat flesh, Johnny.
Could it be a giant slug?
I don't think so. I don't like to speculate, Claude, but since you telephoned me yesterday, I've been doing some research, although I don't believe all this.
It's true, Dr. Petty.
As a scientist, it's hard for me to believe, but I accept what you've told me.
Why, Joe? What do you think it could be?
A member of the Harudini, which is a branch of the chitopod worms.
What? It's a worm?
No, Johnny, but it could be a monster leech.
One of those things that attaches itself to the skin.
Yes, yes. Egypt and in the Near East, there's an aquatic leech that lives in streams and ponds and does extensive damage to horses and other baggage animals.
Leeches? You make my skin crawl, Joe.
Well, they've been used extensively in medicine. In 1832, France alone imported over 50 million of them for bloodletting.
And you think that's what the thing is that's in Dead Lake?
It's hard to say, Billy Lee, but you've described a leech. The red-colored body, its
bloated appearance and slimy look. Of course, the thought of a leech 5 or 6 feet long boggles my mind. I simply can't imagine it. But if that's what the thing is, it could kill anything. And once those enormous suckers have attached themselves to any blood animal, the animal would be dead in minutes.
Well, let's get started.
Yeah, we'll take my pickup truck. We've got an arsenal.
And dynamite.
Dynamite?
Sure. If we don't see the leech, maybe we can find where it lives. And that's when I blow up his cave. People around here have a score to settle with that monster.
I told you to get out, Professor Micah.
So you did. And I will leave now. I have not had time to...
Out.
You have a rifle and a shotgun. Why?
We think there's a monster leech in Dead Lake, and we intend to destroy it.
Fantastic.
I want you out of here.
I have packed what I can carry. The rest I leave to you in the name of science.
Get out, Professor.
That marvelous Venus flytrap.
I never saw anything like it, Claude. Look at those traps undulating and stretching toward us.
He said it's powerful. That's the first thing we take care of. You have the shotgun, Joe.
Look at it. Inching toward us.
I'll release the birds. They're what he fed to the plant.
Look at them go.
Joe, call the others and we'll try the dungeon.
Well, come with me. We don't want to be separated.
You've got a point. What a devil's hole this is, Joe. Let's get the others.
Glad I brought the axe. Did you see that thing try to wind itself around me? Some kind of vine? Strong as wire.
Oh, it's just awful down here.
What's that over there, Claude? Shine your light.
A huge door.
Hinged with a drop lock.
Do you think...
Don't open it, Claude.
Shh, listen.
Mister, what's that?
Sounds like something breathing underwater. Wet, bubbly kind of breathing.
There's one way to stop that.
No, Claude, don't shoot. I've got a better idea. There is something behind that door. If it's the thing, the giant leech, you won't kill it with one shot.
Well, what's your idea, Dr. Petty?
Well, that door must open into a tunnel, and the tunnel probably leads to the lake. Now, if we can trace the tunnel from above, on the ground, and see where it leads to, Johnny here can dynamite the entrance and block the thing in. That's when we'll have it trapped, and that's when we'll kill it.
Good idea.
Everyone stick together, and we'll go back upstairs and out.
Oh, I never want to see this place again.
You'll be all right, Polly, when we get out into the air. Come on, walk between Joe and me.
Is it possible? In nature, most things are. And nature, with a prod from an experimental scientist, has created a monster. A giant, predatory, hideous monster leech. I'll be back shortly with Act 3.
Allstate asks, do you own a small business? Go over these questions with your present group health and life insurance agent. If your agent doesn't say yes to every one, then...
Talk to the good hands people.
First question, does your present major medical benefit keep on paying no matter how expensive the accident or illness becomes? If not...
Talk to the good hands people.
Is your present plan designed to pay up to 95% of hospital expenses? If not...
Talk to the good hands, people. You're in good hands with Allstate.
See your Allstate agent to find out what an Allstate plan costs, what is and isn't covered, including benefit reductions and terms under which insurance continues in force. Allstate Insurance Companies. Available in most states to businesses that qualify.
What's that?
Shh. Jennifer's in the bed playing piano.
You didn't buy the piano.
Yep.
game this afternoon.
Oh, no. We were going to wait till we could pay cash and save all those financing charges. 18% is an awful lot.
You pay cash, and I got a really great buy. Only $795. Everybody's having sales now.
Where'd you get the $795?
At the Lincoln Savings Bank. I got a Lincoln loan for living.
Yeah? What's a Lincoln loan for living?
It's a low-cost loan to buy anything that makes your home nicer to live in. The ad said you don't have to be a depositor to get a loan for a dishwasher, furniture, carpeting, stereo, anything that...
anything that makes your home nicer to live in, I know. Well, let's see it. Hey, Jenny, that's beautiful.
If you want to save the high costs of charge card and retail credit plans, see any Lincoln branch or call 782-6000. The Lincoln Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
My name is Tom Carvel, and I'm here with Jack Goldstein, right, Jack?
That's right.
You're a Carvel store owner. Where's your store located, Jack?
Skylake Mall in North Miami Beach, Florida.
Is that right? Do you know how to make ice cream, Jack?
I do now.
You've been a Carvel customer for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I've been buying it for years.
How many years? I won't tell the people how old you are.
35.
35 years. And you finally bought a store.
That's right.
What do you know about Carvel now that you didn't know before you bought the store?
Well, I know that the ice cream is fresh because they use fresh products, and they also, over the past years, they've made cakes, which I've been buying for my kids on their birthdays and so on.
Great. So you would recommend it to a family with kids for cakes and custom decorating, things like that?
Yes, I think the kids really enjoy it.
Now, are you going to cater to churches and synagogues and things like that, Jack?
Yes, we are.
Now, where's your store again?
Skylake Mall in North Miami Beach.
Thank you, Jack.
Have you ever had a leech attach itself to your skin? It happens not infrequently in many freshwater lakes. They are small and they can be flipped off with a finger, but the experience makes one shudder. Imagine the horror, then, of speculating that what Professor Micah has bred, the thing that has made the dead lake dead, is a gargantuan leech.
I'll get the dynamite.
Hand me the rifle, Billy Lee.
Sure. I'll grab the shotgun. Hold. Here's the other one for you, Dr. Petty.
Right.
Joe, let me carry it for Johnny. I'd appreciate it if you'd stay with Polly.
I'm all right, Claude. I was just being in that filthy basement.
No way, Polly. You're going to stay by the truck and Joe.
Claude!
No, absolutely not. I mean it, Polly.
I think he's right, Mrs. Baxter. I tell you what. Why don't you swing the truck around and turn on the lights and shine them on the north side of the castle? The locked basement door's on that side.
Give us some light down to the shore, too.
All right, Polly. Come on, hop in.
Claude.
No, please don't argue. You stay with Joe. Ready, Johnny?
I'll lead the way. Keep your guns up, but be ready for anything.
Joe, I feel sick. If the thing is what you think it is.
Yeah, me too. Let me get the truck turned around.
Black as a tunnel.
I'll switch on the lights.
I see them, Claude and the others. The car lights do run down to Dead Lake. Isn't that an awful name for it?
It's dead, all right, if there's a giant leech in it.
Joe, look.
What? It's the professor. Now, what the
he's
devil...
He's returning to the castle, not through the front, but through the north side of it.
I wonder what he's up to.
He's disappeared now. Must be another entrance to the place.
If Johnny does blow up the tunnel and the professor's in that basement...
Claude ordered him out.
I know that. All the same, he is a human being. And
I don't think he's a human being at all.
Shine your big torch over the lake, Johnny.
Shore cuts through the blackness all the way to the other side.
Johnny, look.
Something's moving just under the surface of the water. It's moving to the other side. Follow it with the torch.
Look at it. Just a little of its back is out of the water, like a whale.
Keep following it. I can hit it from here.
No, Claude, no. Let it go. When it returns from the other side of the lake...
Oh, no. That's a small deer over there. See? The thing is coming out of the water. Go fire a shot, Claude.
It scared the deer.
Look at that thing. It's half out of the water.
The deer got away.
Johnny, Follow where the thing swims.
It's coming toward this side of the lake, a few hundred feet north of us. Come on.
No, hold it. If it does have a cave or a tunnel to a cave, we don't want to scare it off. Just watch it.
It didn't surface. And it's disappeared. Now, let's move.
All set, Johnny?
Yeah. Here goes.
Claude, run that torch along from where Johnny blew the entrance, back toward the castle. That's it. Look.
Yeah. The force of the explosion in the tunnel lifted the ground above the tunnel. And now we can see its path. It does go to the castle.
It goes to that barred door in the basement. We've got the thing trapped.
Maybe it's dead. That was a terrific blast.
But we got to make sure, Claude.
There's only one way to do that. We have to open that big barred door.
Now what, Joe?
I don't know. There was a big charge of dynamite. They must have found the tunnel.
What about the thing?
It's dead, probably. Just the force of the detonation could kill it, but I don't know.
Look, they're coming back.
Maybe they'll tell us what happened.
There, that got their attention.
Is it dead? Claude? Is it dead?
I don't know. We hope the explosion caved in on the thing and killed it. But we don't know.
And there's only one way to find out. We have to go back into the castle.
Oh, no.
We have to, Polly.
You saw it?
Enough of it, Joe. It's a leech, all right. A monster leech.
How big, Claude?
At least 6 feet long, round as a hippo, and reddish in color. When it came out of the water, it writhed like a snake, and its blood-sucking cups, or whatever you want to call them, were bigger than half dollars.
Mm.
It's the most revolting creature I've ever seen. How in heaven's name did it ever come about?
Experimental breeding and crossbreeding. Professor Micah developed gigantism in some strain of leech until he achieved one with monster size.
But why would he want to do something like that?
All scientists, Billy Lee, are fascinated by the subject of life. How it can be controlled and developed.
He's in there, Claude. In the castle.
Micah?
That's right. The headlights from the truck picked him out just as he disappeared through some of those big stones on the north side.
Well, then, we may have killed him.
The blast.
If that blast blew open that hinged door.
Come on, let's see where he went in, and we'll follow him.
Leave the dynamite detonating box here, Johnny. Grab this shotgun.
You told him to get out, Claude. Why would he want to come back?
Joe, I'm afraid.
Now you stay here with me. There's nothing we can do to help.
But if something should happen to Claude, and it was my idea to come down here, he didn't want to. And now if something should happen...
That could be it. See where I'm shining the torch?
Yeah, it could be. Just about wide enough for a man to squeeze through.
All right, follow me.
Hold it, Claude. You bring up the rear.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to have you risk your lives any more than you already have.
Billy and me have the shotguns. Much more effective close range. You bring up the rear with your rifle. Right, Billy Lee?
Right. I don't know what to expect, but whatever we find, it's bound to be close range. Now, let's go, Johnny.
This place is a house of horrors. Ought to be burned to the ground.
It will be, once we know that the monster leech is dead.
It's Micah!
From that big room in the dungeon.
Help me. Oh, have your gun cocked, Johnny, and go slow.
Look. Oh, good Lord.
The leech!
It's all over him. Move back, Johnny. Micah's dead. The leech is all over him.
Shoot, Johnny!
Blood. All over. Is it dead?
Don't go near it, Claude.
Some of the suckers are still working away.
We have to get Micah out from under.
He's dead, Claude. Let's get out of here. We can come back when it's daylight. Get Micah and hack that thing to pieces.
Stand it.
You just have to, Polly. We're not leaving this truck.
But those gunshots, what if they run into?
I can't guess.
You can, but you won't. What if that blast of dynamite blew out that hinge door? If the thing wasn't killed in the tunnel?
Hold it. They're coming out of the front of the castle. You see the flashlights?
They're safe. Oh, Joe, they're safe.
Are you all right, Polly?
Still feel a little faint.
When you saw Claude safe returning to the truck, you passed out.
I remember.
Joe was right. Professor Micah had developed a giant leech. It lived in a tunnel which ran from the shore of Dead Lake up to a cave near the castle. When Johnny set off that blast of dynamite, the tremendous repercussion broke the hinges of the door into the cave, and the leech got out. Micah was there in the room. He was probably stunned by the blast. And that's when the leech grabbed him. There was nothing we could do to save him.
It must have been awful.
That was a nightmare, Polly. We're returning there in the morning.
So am I.
Polly.
No, Claude. I got us into this, and I'm going to see what's in that room.
Listen to the birds.
Life has kind of returned the captain's doubloon.
I don't feel much like going down into that basement again. And I'm not sure it's safe for Miss Baxter.
Don't you worry about me, Johnny. Now that I know the monster leech is dead, I'm not afraid.
All right. But let's go in through the front. Have we got everything? Lights, ropes?
And my shotgun, just in case.
And camera.
Watch your footing, Polly. And when we go down into the dungeon, stay between us.
Let me lead, Claude. I've got the gun.
There it is.
Oh, Claude.
Poor old Micah's under that thing.
Oh, aim that big light right at it, Johnny.
It's incredible. It's 6 feet long and 4 feet thick.
Micah let out one scream and then he was dead. Partly fright, maybe.
Keep the light trained on him, Johnny. We'll try to pull him free.
Let me take a few pictures first. No one's going to believe this horror.
Claude, what about Professor Micah? What happens to him now?
We give him a decent burial. And Joe wants to find out, if he can, why Micah did all this.
Billy and I searched the castle. In the one tower, still partly standing, Micah had a room and his books and a small laboratory.
Yeah, there are a lot of papers and chemicals.
But the real discovery was this diary. It goes back 40 years, back to 1931, in fact. Now, under an October date, listen to what Micah wrote.
Today, I was discharged as an assistant professor of zoology because I was consulted by a friend whose son was certain to die from acute nephritis. I urged the man's doctor to attempt a transplant. The doctor was repelled by my suggestion. I explained that in zoology, I had conducted many experiments in which I have saved small animals with various organ defects. My suggestion was rejected, and so was I. I have left. I intend to continue my experiments somehow, somewhere, south probably, where at least I will have the climate in my favor. And one day, I am convinced, the name of Micah will be honored for his proof that life can be prolonged and improved.
There it is. And a lot more. Poor man. He wasn't really mad. He just felt rejected. And because of his bitterness, his experiments became grotesque. Through that huge parrot, for example, he intended to prove to skeptics that man's magic, science, could reshape mankind and his environment. He was an intellect, and far ahead of the time in which he lived.
And the giant leech?
Like the parrot, another proof of what Micah maintained, control of life. and both got out of hand. I'm going to publish Micah's papers, Claude.
And I'm going to burn the captain's doubloon to the ground, make that land habitable again, and stock Dead Lake with fish. That horror is gone. Nature, with a little help from me, will restore it.
Nightmares are made of such stuff as a dream about a monster leech, because the word makes the skin crawl. And when in sleep, a fiend or incubus oppresses you, wake up. It will go away. But was it real or just a nightmare? I'll be back in a moment.
The most successful selling cold medicine in the world is a little capsule. It's Contac. It contains no ingredients for aches and fever, no cough medicine, yet gives you longer relief per dose than any pill, any liquid. Full-time 24-hour relief of your sneezing, drips, and congestion. Contac. Its tiny time pills contain ingredients to work up to 12 hours. That's longer relief per dose from those symptoms than any pill, any liquid. So, give your cold a Contac. All day, all night. Full time.
Give your cold to Contact. Give your cold to Contact. Give your cold.
Use only as directed.
Do you know about the new ways to relieve tension, sinus problems, aging problems? Do you know about the surgeon who uses vitamin E to help people with circulation problems? If you don't know, you probably don't know Prevention, America's largest health magazine. All this vital information has appeared recently in Prevention, and each month, over 1.5 million subscribers depend on Prevention for the same kind of helpful information about living healthier, happier, longer lives. Try Prevention for yourself. 12 issues, only $5.85. And the editors will also send you the Good Health Cooking Guide free. To order Prevention, send no money now. Just phone 757-5650 in New York. That's 212-757-5650. Out of town, call Collect. Or write Prevention, WOR New York, 10018. If you don't like the first issue, cancel and keep the issue and the free cooking guide. You'll owe nothing, but do phone today, 757-5650 for Prevention.
Sales are up. Everyone talks recession, but sales are up at fabulous Manny Wolf's Steak and Chop House at 49th Street and 3rd Avenue.
Who are you kidding? Sales are lousy at Manny Wolf's. For the value you give, you should have waiting lines.
Aw, come on. Manny Wolf's doing swell.
Value. Value is the name of the game. Manny Wolf's Steak and Chop House gives the best value in New York City, but all the people don't know it.
Heck, remember the high cost of food? Remember how other restaurants are hurting? Manny Wolf's at 49th Street and 3rd Avenue is doing okay.
You hit it. The high cost of food, but with the best, I said the best steak in New York. You also give real value free. With today's cost, only Manny Wolf's gives a full, warm loaf of bread, no charge. A delicious stuffed potato, no charge. A real Caesar salad, made at your table, anchovies and all, no charge. That's value.
Yes, we should have more waiting lines, not just better sales at Manny Wolf's, 49th Street and 3rd Avenue.
Our cast included William Prince, Gordon Gould, Ann Shepherd, George Petrie, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by
Allstate Insurance Companies and Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The brief preceding program was furnished by CBS Radio. This is WOR New York, an RKO General Station. At the time signal, exactly 8 o'clock, here's Lester Smith with the news.